Okay. Shalom uvracha. Welcome back to our Thursday parasha. No, Thursday class at the Yangazer of Woodmere. You never know what you're going to get here. I never know what we're going to get here. So a couple of things. I'm sure that everybody saw that seven Talmidim from the same yeshiva, Yeshivat Hezder HaGolan, were injured on Tuesday in a booby trap tunnel. I saw in a different article, they were all in the same shir. Seven Talmidim of Yeshivat Hezder HaGolan. This morning I saw they released their pictures, so they are in need of Refua Shalema. Their names are Yair ben Naami Esther, Moshe Aaron ben Leah Bela, El Roi Yinon ben Sigal, Yotam ben Zahava, Chaim ben Miriam, Ariel ben Ephrat, and Itai ben Rachel. They were all injured in the same incident on Tuesday. The yeshiva put out a statement. Unfortunately, several of our soldiers were injured this morning. This was Tuesday. In an incident in Gaza, two of them seriously. I saw it again this morning. So they should all be zocha to a complete and immediate refua shalema bekarov. Also, just as I parked, I got this message from our dear friends in Israel. I don't know when exactly this went out, but it's from Chagai Lober. We spoke about Elisha Yehonatan Lober extensively here in December after he fell, and then after I was zocha, if I could use such a word, to attend the shloshim of this kadosh. I spoke to his mother, I spoke to his wife, if you recall. We spoke about his mother's hesped, Achrei Advarim Hakashim Anochi Omid. So Chagai Lober posted, I just got this as I was coming to shir, Kerega hit basarnu, we just got the news, that Avia nichnese ka'et l'cheder leida, l'ledet et yaldam ha'mishutaf shalav v'shal Yehonatan. Avia has gone into labor and she's going to give birth. I didn't even have time to read the whole thing. Lo Yehonatan haya chai b'vadai haya meruba b'tfilu b'mais lu. Lu Yehonatan hayachai, bevadai hayam meruba betfila ubamaisim tovim, lizchut ishto, hagibora vahatino kamatok. If Yehonatan was alive, he would surely increase tfila and good deeds in the mare for his wife, his courageous wife, and the sweet baby. The ka'et shamasar nafsho bishvilchem, and now he has given his life for you. Lo tichnasu b'makoma v'tazula laledet b'viticha. Will you not take his place and help her have a secure delivery? Anna, please, harbu maisim tovim, harbu achdut v'simcha. Increase your good deeds, increase unity and joy. Dabru tov achad al hasheni. Speak good one upon another. Gam imhu rachok v'zar. Even if someone is far away from you, a stranger. Dabru tov al charedim. Dabru tov al chilonim, dabru tov al hamemshala, al hamitnachlim, al hamitnagdim, va'al hatomchim. Dabru tov va'al tid hadu ra b'shum ofen. Don't be involved in any sort of form of disunity or bad. Zemachlish otanu, it weakens us. Zemachlish ota, it will weaken aviyah. Zemachevet haleida, it will prevent, it will harm, it will slow down the delivery at Leidat Am Yisrael, the birth of Am Yisrael. Bivakasha Yesh Isha Yoladet Levad Beli Ba'ala. Lo Ta'azula, please. There's a woman now who is giving birth without her husband. Will you not help her? Se'ut Fila. Carry yourself with prayer. Su'tov. Baharbut Fila Kilo Aviyah Achotchem. Do good deeds and increase prayer as if Aviyah was your sister. Kihi Achotchem, because she is your sister. Harbu Tov. Do good and increase prayer as if she was your daughter, because she is your daughter. Her name is Avia Bat Ilana. On behalf of Avia Bat Ilana, for a speedy healing after the birth, for an easy birth. Hayu ita v'gam itanu b'sha'ot shal sarot nefesh, shal ga'aguim, shal b'chi rishon, shal leida mechadash. Lamed v'avav. Leva et regei ha'kodesh ha'ela, shal Hashem lakach v'Hashem natan. These are holy moments. We recognize that Hashem took, but Hashem also gives. Aviyah behefsed shalach, B'katah mitzaraf omeret, Avia in her hesped said, oh, I remember and I quoted this here. Avia in her hesped said, ani lo holechet levad. I'm not going alone. Yehonatan, you're coming with me to the delivery. Az tid'i ahuva, now you must know, our beloved, at lo levad, you're not alone. Am Yisrael mechabek otach. Am Yisrael hugs you. Ba'aretz uba'olam. Both in Israel and around the world. At lo levad, you are not alone. Misha yotze lo la'avar b'regaim kadoshim elu liad betacholim laniado. Muzman la'amod rega la'hanif dega o lehitpalel. If you can, go to Laniado Hospital. Stand there for a moment with a flag or a prayer. Anachnu hochim lahar Herzl. Anachnu hochim lahar Herzl liot im lehonatan. We, I guess his parents, are going to our Herzl to be with Yehonatan. Misha over sham muzman liot itan. Whoever can, you're invited to come with us. Tinok matok anachnu mechakim lach. Sweet child, we are waiting for you. Okay, let's get into our learning. So this is really tremendous. I think if somebody isn't sure if there is a Ribono Shel Olam in the world, sometimes people have doubts and they're not sure. I think if someone learns Torah and makes Torah a regular part of their life on a regular basis, you cannot deny that there is a Ribono Shel Olam. It is impossible to not see Yad Hashem through the Torah HaKadosha. The depth and the awesomeness, not in like a phrase that everyone uses today, but in a most literal sense, is really astonishing. And how many facets and aspects and levels there are to Torah cannot possibly be handwritten, man-made, something that someone came up with, because it's just so deep. It can only be the product of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something that is divine and something that is infinite. So we're going to be continuing what we started last week. Last week's shiur was based mainly on 3 points. If you missed it, you should go listen online. It's quite amazing. We said 3 main points last week. The Reb Shitzer Rebbe teaches on the Atze Shitim. If you remember, the Reb Shitzer Rebbe teaches Atze Shitim, because 2 weeks ago we spoke about where do they get these Atze Shitim in the desert. That was also amazing. So if you missed 2 weeks ago, you should go listen. If you missed last week, you should go listen. Where did they get these Atze Shitim in the desert? So everybody knows Yaakov brought down, and I'm not minimizing that, God forbid, that's a Medrash just quoted by Rashi, but that's pretty much all that us lay people know. Yaakov brought trees to Egypt. It's not so clear that that's certainly not the only opinion as where these Atze Shitim came from. Okay, last week we said the following 3 points. The Reb Shitzer Rebbe teaches on Atze Shitim. Atze is from the word Eitzah, and Shitim is from the word Shtus. So the Torah is the advice for you, your guide, for how you should stay away from the Ruach Shtus of the Yetzer Hara. So you want to know how to protect yourself from the Yetzer Hara. Atzat keneged Shtus shel Yetzer Hara. The foundation of the Mishkan is the Atze Shitim. It's the advice, it's the tactic, it's the battle plan to fight against the foolishness of the Yetzer Hara. We also said last week that the Reb Shitzer Rebbe teaches that Truma, the building of the Mishkan, Truma, V'yichuli Truma me'ez kol ish asher yivenu libo tichu es Truma si, so teaches in the Zera Kodesh that Truma is Torah Mem. The letters Truma spell Torah Mem, because the Reb Shitzer Rebbe says the Torah was given after 40 days. We saw the Pasuk in Mishpatim 24:18. What did Moshe do? Moshe entered the cloud, he ascended the mountain, he was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. So the Torah was given with Mem. And then the Reb Shitzer Rebbe says, further, Mem is closed on all sides, Mem Sofis, the Ender Mem, because we need to close ourselves off to foreign influences. The third thing we said is that the Reb Shitzer Rebbe teaches that Torah Sheba'al Peh, begins with me'emasai korin es ha'shema ba'arvis me'emasai, and it ends with that mem, the final word of Shas, Mishnayos, is shalom. The Rav Shitzur Rebbe says, mem is open, me'emasai, mem is closed, shalom, and a person should open their mouth if they have something productive to say in Torah, and if you have nothing productive that doesn't encompass Torah, whether it's nivel peh, or insulting someone, or making fun of somebody, or lashon hara, you should close your mouth. We also noted that even though the Rav Shitzur Rebbe says that truma mem, and the mem is closed because we should close ourselves off to foreign influences, nevertheless, we pointed out that the mem of truma is really not a closed mem. It's not a mem sofis. The mem of truma is an open mem. So we suggested, compiled with the insight on Torah Shabbat Peh, beginning and ending with mem, that in order to make yourself a person of Torah, Torah mem, you need to be open to hearing the advice, the musar, the wisdom of Torah from our teachers, our rabbanim, our leaders, our gedolim, but you need to be close to the outside influences. Okay, and we started to see last week that mem is a very, very powerful letter, based on these three insights that teaches us many things. Okay, so I started to notice other insights after class was over, and we are going to continue to talk about the power of mem. And no, I'm not crazy, but you will see how many further insights and levels of depth there are to every letter in Lashon HaKodesh. We are going to continue to talk about mem. First of all, I didn't point out, but I did message one person here after. She sent me something, and I said, you know what I realized right after Shia? We're building the Mishkan, which is the precursor to the Beit HaMikdash. And now both Mishkan and Mikdash begin with this letter Mem. Mem teaches us what? You need to be open to the good and the Tova and the Torah and the leadership. You need to be close to the outside influences around the world. So the parashios of Mishkan, v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti besocham, what we're building is the Mishkan. Mishkan begins with the letter Mem. And Mikdash, as in the Beit HaMikdash, which was the Mishkan, is the precursor to the Beit HaMikdash, also begins with the letter Mem. If you look in the Pasuk, when Hashem commands us to build, in the beginning of Truma, where this whole thing began, Torah Mem, and the Be'er Shem Moshe Limor, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, v'yichuli Truma, me'esh kolish asher yidvenu libo, tichu es Trumasi. And what else? I'm missing one there. And what else shall you take? You shall take Ovos Elim Adamim, Ovos Techashim, you should take Atse Shitim, you should take Shemin Lama'ar, Besamim L'Shemin Amishcha, and then what does the Pasuk tell us? V'asuli Mikdash V'shachanti B'socham. So that's 25:8. V'asuli Mikdash V'shachanti B'socham. It's very interesting that we're told to make a Mikdash, which begins with an open mem, and the result of building a Mikdash for HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be V'shachanti B'socham, it ends with mem. So some of you are looking at me like, where are we going with this? You have to understand that I always stress how every word in the Chumash is important and every letter is important, but we're going to learn so much deeper about the power of Mem, and we're also going to relate it to the fact that Mem in Gematria is 40, which is already what the Rav Shitzur Rebbe says, Torah Mem, because the Torah was given after Arbaim Yom. So V'asuli Mikdash V'shachanti B'socham. Mikdash begins with an open mem. If you make for me a sanctuary, I will dwell within you. Besocham ends with an ender mem. So what are we saying here? The abode we build for God to rest within us and amongst us, kaviyachol, as if God rests in a finite place, vasudi mikdash, open mem, is built with the koach of the double mem. How do you write the letter mem? We said last week. How do you write a letter mem? Mem, mem. Open mem, mem sofis. Mem is an unusual letter. Vav is also written. Vav, vav. Mem is an unusual letter because Aleph is Aleph, Lamed, Pei. Bet is Beis, Yod, Taf. But mem is the same letter written two times, but they're two actually different shapes. One is the open mem and one is the closed mem. So the Mishkan is built with the koach of mem. The open mem of Mishkan and Mikdash. But it is closed b'socham, because if we make a space for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to dwell within us and amongst us, open mem, then b'socham we will have a unifying circle. It will be completely us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to dwell together. We must make a place that's open to the Shechina and open to Kedusha, the open mem of Mishkan and Mikdash, but it is closed up mem sofis to the outside influences of the world. If you actually look at the structure of the Mishkan, it's very interesting. It's very much close to the outside. It's very much close. There's the chatzer, the curtains in the courtyard all around, 100 amos by 50 amos, and the curtains of the courtyard were raised above the Mizbeach HaNechosha so that passerby could not see what was happening inside. Then you came to the Mishkan itself. You had the beams, like we already said, that were covered in gold, standing in silver sockets. There were three covers over the Mishkan. Mishkan, Ohal, Michsa cover. So you have beams, you have covers, you have the courtyard. The Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Shechina dwelt, was behind the parochas, behind the partition, and there's even the Kruvim shielding. So it's more and more and more covered, more and more and more close. Vasuli Mikdash, the mem has to be open to receive the Shechina in your life. V'shachanti b'socham, mem sofis. But you must make sure when HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells, you cover up that relationship, so to speak, from the outside influences of the world. Okay. In this week's parsha, in Parak Lamed Aleph, beginning in Pasuk Aleph, we are told who the master craftsman of the Mishkan is. I just want to see what material I forgot. Tchelas, Argaman, Tolada, Shani, Sheish, Mashar. V'izim. Tchelas, Argaman, Tolada, Shani, Sheish, V'izim. Okay. In this week's parsha, so now we've already established that the Mishkan is built with the Koach of Mem. 25:8. Vasuli Mikdash Mem, the Shachanti Besocha Mem Sofis. Mem Sofis is a circle, it's closed. The Mishkan is closed to the whole world. The Mishkan is the most private place where you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwell together. You don't open up, hopefully, today's day and age, I'm not so sure. Whether you're married or not, you don't open up your bedroom door to the whole world. Today, people think it's okay to open up. I'm not talking about whether you're in a marriage or not. Whatever you are, however you live, your bedroom's a private space. You don't open it up to the whole world. It's something that's closed off. So Mishkan is the Cheder Chadarim, where Kosh Baruch Hu, the Chasen, and Klai Yisrael, the Kala, last pasuk of this week's Parsha, Perak Lamed Al, Vayhi B'yam Kachaloso, the Daber Moshe, Al Tikri Kachaloso, Ela Kachaloso, Klai Yisrael is the Kala of Kosh Baruch Hu, so it has to be very close. So the Mikdash begins with an open man, because you need to make space for God in your life. Don't be so closed off that God doesn't dwell in you. V'shachanti b'socham, after you construct the space, it should be closed to everyone else. So Mikdash and Mishkan are built with the Koach of Mem. In this week's Parsha, in Parshas Ki Tisa, we are told who the master craftsman of the Mishkan is. Parak Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Vayedaber Shama Moshe Lemur. Re'ei, see, Karasi B'Shem, I have designated by name, Bitzalel ben Uri ben Hur Lamate Yehuda. Who is a master craftsman? Bitzalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, from the tribe of Yehuda. How special, how wise is he? Va'amaleo so ruach Elokim. I fill him with the spirit of God. Bechachma uvetavuna uvedas. I fill him with the spirit of God. Three levels of wisdom. Rashi distinguishes. Chachma is something you learn from somebody else. Tavuna, the sense of bina, is what you learn and then apply. And then das is ruach hakodesh. Ubecha malacha, he has the ability to do all sorts of work. Lachshov mechshavos, lasos bezav ubekesav uvenechoshes. He's such a master craftsman. He can weave designs. He can work with gold, with silver, and with copper. The charoshes even carve wood. The malos for filling. The charoshes eight. I'm sorry, charoshes even is not wood. Charoshes even how to hew the stone to fill filling stones. The charoshes eight. Lasos b'chamalaka. So it's very, very interesting that Bezalel is the master craftsman of the Mishkan, that is built with the Koach of Mem. He is Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur. Who is Hur? So, if we go, Rashi tells us very clearly, by Mechames Amalek in Parshas Bishalach, in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud, when Amalek comes and attacks Vayavo Amalek, Vayilachem im Yisrael Berefidim. So the Pasuk tells us in Bishalach Yud Zayin Yud, Vayas Yoshua Kasher Amar Lo Moshe, Lilachem Bamalek. So Moshe instructs Yoshua to go get an army, go get troops, go out to this Mechames Mitzvah and fight Amalek. Umosha Aaron Vechur, Alu Rosh Hagiva. Moshe, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of this hill, and that's where they were. What were they doing? Davening. V'yadav amuna ad bo ha-shemesh. Moshe's hands were outstretched in prayer, and Hur and Aaron were holding him up. He needed to sit down. They brought him a stone to sit on. Who was Hur? The Pasuk says Moshe, Aaron, and Hur went up. So who is Hur? So Rashi tells us, Rashi to Bishalach Yud Zayin Yud, Binasha Miriam Haya, the Kalev Ba'ala. Who was Hur? Hur is the son of Miriam. And the father is Kalev. Furthermore, Hur actually, in this week's parsha, also plays another role, because by Chayin Ha'egel, Rashi tells us, what did they do? They killed Hur. Okay, so Hur appears because he is Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur, Lamata Yehuda, and also in Perek Lamed Beis, Rashi tells us that they killed Hur. I'm just want to see, 1 second. Yeah, Rashi to 32:6, also in Kitisa, Lamed Beis Vav, Vayashkimu Baboker, Vayalu, Vayashkimu Mimachras, Vayalu Olos, Vayishu Shlomim, Vayesha Amlachal, Vashasa Vaykum, Letzachek. Rashi says, Afkan Neharag Hur. That's also in Kitisa, Lamed Beis Vav. So Hur was also killed in this week's parsha by the Chet HaEgel. And Hur, we are told, has an important hand in Mishkan because it is his grandson, Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur. But who was Hur? We now know that Hur was the direct son of Miriam. Miriam, whose progeny is the master craftsman of building the Mishkan, it's very obvious, or it should be by now very obvious to you, that Miriam's name begins with a mem and ends with a mem. So she is the Koach, her progeny. Bezalel is the son of, so we have Bezalel, Uri, Hur, Miriam. Miriam is his great-grandmother, Hur, Uri, Bezalel. Bezalel's great-grandmother is who? Miriam. And it is her Koach that built the Mishkan. Why was she Zocha to build the Mishkan? What did Miriam do that made her worthy of this Chus, of being Zocha to build the Mishkan? Which starts with a Mem, the Mishkan, and ends with Bisocham, the Mem Sofis. The Kosh Baruch Hu saying, make sure you're open to me in your life. If you're closed off to God, then you're closed off to anybody yourself. Paro was closed off to God. You can't be like a Paro. You have to be open, Mikdash Mishkan. You have to be a little open. But once you build an abode for you and God, it's private. You're the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Salvechik speaks about how he learned from his father that a person's heart is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is closed. Now, who is responsible for the Koach and the Schus of building the Mishkan? Miriam, through her great-grandson, Bezalel. And Miriam's name begins with a mem, and Miriam's name ends with a mem. Why was she Zocha to have the Schus of Mishkan being built? Through her, because she already built houses for Klal Yisrael. When she saved the baby boys, Vayitav Elokim l'miyaldos. Miyaldos, by the way, also begins with a mem. Vayitav Elokim l'miyaldos. Vayarav ha'am. Vayas lahem batim. HaKosh Baruch Hu already back in Egypt. That's the end of Perek Aleph in Sefer Shemos. End of Perek Aleph. When they save the babies, Lama Sisan is Hadavar Zeh, why Lahachayoras Hayaladim? I told you to kill the boys, why did you leave the boys alive? They say, oh, you don't know, they're like animals, they don't need midwives. We get there, they already have a child. So in other words, they were saving the babies. And by the way, they were putting their own lives on the line. They were Moser Nefesh, totally. Paro could have killed them. What does Hashem do? Vayiter el kim lo miyaldos vayaslohem batim. Hashem rewards them by building them houses. So they, through their efforts, were zocha to be the conduit in this world to build the house of Klai Yisrael, to build the house of the Shechina. That vayaslohem batim. Miriam. Now, where do we go back to see the koach of Miriam? We're going to go to the Gemara in Sota Yud Beis Aleph. Why was she Zocha that the Mishkan should be built through her? Because she already was building houses. The Mishkan was a bayis, Beis HaMikdash, Bayis LaHashem. She was already building Batim back in Mitzrayim. So as a reward, Hashem paid her back Mida Kenegan Mida. You were building my Jewish nation through building houses. I am going to reward you. How so? That the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, the abode where I dwell, will be built through you. What was her koach? So the Gemara tells us in Sota Yud Beis Aleph, Vayelech ish mi Beis Levi, vayikach asbas Levi, it's Shemos 2, what? Vatahar isha vatele bein. A man from the house of Levi went, he took a house of Levi. Leheichan halach. So the Gemara says, what do you mean a man went? Where did he go? Amar Rav Yehuda bar Zavina shahalach ba'atzas bito. What do you mean he went? He went according to the advice of his daughter. Tana. The Gemara teaches in a brisa. The brisa teaches. Amram gadol hador haya. By the way, I happen to love that phrase, because you shouldn't think that the phrase gadol dor is something that somebody invented in modern day and age. The Gemara calls Amram in Sota Yud Beis Aleph the gadol hador. Amram gadol hador haya. By the way, Amram is Amram. He lifted up the people by leadership, and Diane's laughing. Why Amram? Because those two words end with mem. Amram, he lifted up the nation, Am. Through the koach of Mem, Rome means exalted. Am is nation, and Rome means exalted. Amram gadol hadorya. Amram was the gadol hador. Kevin sharash amar paro harasha kol ben ilad yar tashlichuhu. 122 in Shemos, back al pasuk chavis. Pharaoh says, every male into the river. Amar l'shav anu amedin. So what did he say? What's the point of continuing Klal Yisrael? We are working for nothing. We're not going to build any more batei ne'aman b'Yisrael because we're all going to be throwing the babies into the river. Amad v'gireish asishto. So what did Amram do? He stood up and he divorced his wife. Amdu kulan v'gireshu asnisosheyen. So what happens? If the God Odor does something, so what happens? Everyone else follows suit. It must be that this is what we're supposed to do. It must be we're supposed to divorce our wives. If the God Odor is divorcing his wife, that's what we all have to do. Amr lo bito, Abba, kasha gzeirascho yoser mishal paro. His daughter said, father, you are harsher, you are worse than paro. Shaparo lo gazar alos charim, va'ata gazar talos charim, va'al hadikevos. Pharaoh decreed the males into the river, but you're making sure that no babies will be born, not male and not female. Furthermore, paro lo gazar ala ba'olam haza, va'ata ba'olam haza ve'olam haba. Paro said that the baby should not be born in this world. Oh, right? And if they're born, we're going to kill them, said Paro. But if that Hashem is meant to come here, even if it's for a short time, if that's Hashem's plan, it will still access, it will still go to Olam Haba. You're preventing that Neshama from fulfilling its tafkid and reaching life in the next world, eternal life. Paro Rasha, Safik Miskayemes Kzei Rasha, Safik Eni Miskayemes. Paro's a Rasha. Hashem doesn't have to listen to Rashaim. Maybe his decree will be upheld, and maybe we'll have a salvation like the Jews in the time of Purim. I know I'm just saying that for a fact because that has no chronological applicability here whatsoever. But just because a Rasha says something like Paro, like Haman, doesn't mean it's going to come true. Safik Kain, Safik Lo. However, Ata Tzadik. Tzadik goes over Kosh Baruch Mekayem. You are a righteous person. Hashem has to listen to you, so to speak. If you do this, what's going to happen? Your decree is going to be upheld. The whole Klal Yisrael already divorced their wives. Hashem Kaviyachol is going to be forced to listen to you. So your decree is for sure going to come true. So she said three things. Paral is Zecharim v'al in the kevos. No. Paral is Zecharim. Atah is Zecharim in the kevos. Par ba'olam hazeh. Atah olam hazeh v'h. Olam haba. Paro shafek zeirasa miskayemes. Shafek eno. Atah tzadik. Bivadayk zeirasa miskayemes. Amad vehechziris ishto. So the ultimate bias that Miriam was responsible for building, vayedech ish mi beis Levi. Vayikaches bas Levi. Hashem already rewarded them at the end of Parak Aleph, vayaslehem batim. Rashi says, bate kuhuna and levia from Yochavad, and kuhuna and levia from Yochavad, Moshe and Aaron, and kuhuna, and Malchus from Miriam, Betzal ben Uri ben Chur lamate Yehuda. He rewarded them with Bate Kunal via Malchus. So Hashem already built for them houses. Miriam then builds the next house in Klal Yisrael, which is one of the most important houses to be built because it births the Redeemer. Vayeyechish mi base. She is responsible for that base Levi. Amed vehechziris ishto amed kulam amdu kulan vehechziris nishosayim. So when everyone sees the God, the whole door got remarried, what did everyone else do? They also got remarried. So not only would that base Levi be rebuilt, but what else would be rebuilt? Every single Jewish home would now be reestablished and built. So therefore, and then it talks about the wedding ceremony. So therefore, what is Miriam responsible for? And that's why, by the way, the Gemara says that she is called Achos Aaron. In 1520, Tes Vav Chaf, Vatikach Miriam Hanavia Achos Aaron Asatov Biyada, Vatitena Kol Nashim Mecharab Betupim Mecholos. Why is she called Achos Aaron? She should be called Achos Aaron and Moshe. So the Gemara says also there, why? Because when was she Achos Aaron? She had Vatikach Miriam Hanavia Achos Aaron. She had a Nevuah when she was only the sister of Aaron, but not when she was the sister of Moshe. Moshe wasn't born yet. Why was the Nevuah? Asid Imila laid Ben Sho Yoshia as Yisrael. When she was the sister of Aaron, she had a nevuah. My mother in the future will have a child who will save Israel. By the way, just a little off topic, the Ramban, Nachmanides, says something so beautiful. Why is Aaron mentioned in that pasuk? Tes Vav Chof in Beshalach. Vatikach Mirim Hanavia, Achos Aaron Satov Biyada. So we already said what the Gemara says. But the Ramban says something, a very, very important lesson in parenting. The Ramban said, Moshe's mentioned in the context of Kriyas Yamsuf, Az Yashir, Moshe v'nei Yisrael Shashir, Azos Lashem v'yamru Lemar. Miriam's mentioned in the context of Kriyas Yamsuf because she leads the woman. But who's not mentioned? And Aaron will feel bad if he's left out of this momentous event and momentous occasion. So the Torah puts him in, so he should also be associated with Kriyas Yamsuf. It's really an important ha'ara and a beautiful idea when it comes to parenting. Don't leave any child out. The Torah is teaching us. Would Aaron have felt bad? Aaron was a person who rejoiced for other people's success, but the Torah is teaching us how to make sure to equally include all of our children. No one feels left out. That's just a side point. So Miriam was responsible already for the building of the Bate Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid her back in the future. Vayasel kim lamiyaldos batim. Bate Kohuna and Levia from Yochaved. Bate Malchus from Miriam. Malchus, by the way, starts with a mem. She was Zocha to Malchus coming from Miriam. I want to tell you something that I really want to say at the end. But it's so cool, I'm debating if I should tell it to you now. It'll be better at the end because you'll see all the other proofs. But I don't know if I can wait to tell it to you. So she's responsible for the ultimate bias, Ve'ech Ish Mi Beis Levi. She gets her parents back together. She's responsible. Moshe, whose name starts with a mem, is born from that union. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, through your kohos of already, you're an expert builder. If you want someone to build a house, so you don't want a contractor who never, someone has to go first. But I mean, you want someone who has experience. You ask for recommendations. You want to know if they're good at what they do. So she's an expert builder. So Kosh Baruch Hu says, I need a home built for myself. With the Koach of Mem, Mishkan Besocham. So who am I going to call to build the home? Miriam Hanaviyah. Betzala ben Uri ben Chur ben Miriam. And in her merit, the Mishkan was built, which is a precursor to the Beit HaMikdash. I'm not going to tell you yet. I'll try to control myself. Furthermore, also in this week's parsha, so we see Chur mentioned two times. Once by the building of the Mishkan, Parak Lamed Aleph, Re'e Karasi, right in the beginning of Parak Lamed Aleph, first three Pesukim, it speaks about his Chachma. Also Rashi to 32:6, what did they do at the time of Egel? They killed Chur. We've established who Chur was. His grandson's a master craftsman, whose great-grandmother was Miriam. We spoke about that. Also in this week's Parsha, we have the Kior. The Kior has not yet been commanded to be constructed until it wasn't in Truma, it wasn't in Tetzava, it appears in Parshas Ki Tisha. It is in Perek Lamed. We are commanded about the Kior. Now, nothing was actually built yet. Everything was completed in Vayakl and Pekudei, but we have the instructions for the Kior. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor. Back to Ki Tisha. Va'asisa Kior Nechoshas, you shall make a laver of copper. V'chano Nechoshas, it has a base, a pedestal. And the pedestal, or the base of copper, l'rachta, what's the purpose? To wash. V'nasata also ben o meiru ben mizbech. V'nasata shama mayim. You should make the Kior. And the Kior should go between the tent of meeting, the opening to the Mishkan, and the copper altar. So the courtyard was 100 amos long on the north and south walls, and 50 amos wide on the east entrance and back west walls. When you enter the courtyard, first there's 50 amos of empty space, 50 amos of empty space. The first kli you come to is the Mizbech HaNechoshas. After the Mizbech HaNechoshas, we're walking east, is the Kior, and after the Kior is the entrance to the Mishkan itself. Okay, so you should make this Kior. What does the Kior hold? The Kior holds Mayim. Obviously, that it's Mem and Mem. The Rachatu Arnu Banav Mimenu, Arnu and his son shall wash from it, their hands and their feet. How do they wash? So they bend down and they put one hand, right hand over right foot, left hand over left foot, they serve barefoot, and they wash before they do any avoda. When they come to the tent of meeting, Yirachatsu Mayim v'lo Yamusu, we learn from here that if they don't wash, they're Chayim Misa v'yadei Shamayim. So it's not like hygienic advice. It's an integral part of the Avoda. Just like if they are Mechusar Begodim, they're Chayim Misa v'yadei Shamayim. So too, a Kohen who does Avoda without washing is Chayim Misa. When they come to the tent of meeting, they shall wash so they will not die. Or when they come to the Mizbeach to bring the Ketoras, and they should wash their hands and feet so they should not die. Rashi says the second time it says that it's talking about the Mizbech HaNechoshas. So they can't do any avoda in the space of the Kodesh, the Ohal Moed, whether it's the Ketoras or the Shulchan or the Menorah. They can't do any avoda in the Ohal Moed without washing. The next pasuk repeats it again because Rashi says this is referring to the avoda Mizbech HaNechoshas. They can't do any avoda without washing. And it should be a chok olam, it should be an eternal statue for him and his generations and his seed forever. So we're introduced to the Kior in this week's Parsha. And we know the Kior holds, what does it hold? Mayim. And we have already established that the Mem is an integral letter in Mishkan, in Moshe, in Miriam, Besocham, Melech HaMashiach. We're not dreaming, we're going to keep going through the sources. What was the Kior constructed of? That is in Parshas Vayakel, Parak Lamed Ches, Pasuk Ches. Vayas, at the time of the actual building. Vayas is HaKior Nechoshas. Ve'es Chano Nechoshas. The Kior is made of copper. The base is made of copper from what? Exactly. Bemaros, the Marot, which begins with a Mem. The Kior is made with the Koach of Mem. Now this ties back directly to Miriam. because it's the koach of the nashim, one of the most beautiful rashis in Chumash, even though I really can't say that because they're equally beautiful, but I think particularly as nashim and Klal Yisrael, it should speak to us very powerfully. The women did not give up in Egypt. If I start to go through the rashi, oh my gosh. If I start to go through the rashi, it'll take the whole remainder of Shir, but the women did not give up in Egypt. The women maintained their amuna. By the way, the middle of the word amen is a mem, and we need to talk about why mem is the middle point. They maintained their amuna. The kiyar was created with the marot hatzovot, the mirrors of the women who congregated. Marot begins with a mem. This whole koach comes from Miriam. She is the leader of the women. She led the women in Shira. She paved the way in Israel. She's the one who first did not give up. She's the first woman who said, you're worse than Paro. Just because Paro makes a gezeira, you still have to be with your wife and you have to birth children. And all the women followed her lead. Rashi to 38a, which I don't have time for. But Josla, I do have time for in my life, but not in this particular venue right now. So therefore, just like everyone followed Amram's lead, the men, the women followed Miriam's lead. Miriam's lead was building houses. First the houses of Klal Yisrael, Vayasla and Batim, then the house of her parents, Vayeich Ish Kmi Beis Levi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid her back Mida Kenegan Mida and allowed the Mishkan to be built through her, Betzalel ben Uri ben Hur ben Miriam, because she understood her father was the God Eldar, Amrom, the way to lift up the people with the Koach of Mem. The Kiyar held Mayim, and it was built with Marot Hatzovo. Furthermore, the Gemara tells us clearly, one daf before the one I quoted, in Sota Yud Aleph Amud Beis, one Amud before the one I quoted, Darash Rabbi Avira, Bishar Nashim Tzidkanio, Shoyuba Oso Hadar, Nigala Yisrael B'Mitzrayim. 11b, Sota Yud Aleph Beis, Darash Rabbi Avira, Bishar Nashim Tzidkanios, but also Hadar, Nigala Yisrael B'Mitzrayim. In the merit of the righteous woman in that generation, Israel was redeemed from Egypt. It all goes back to the Koach of Miriam, who had the tenacity to not give up. Who saved Moshe even by the reeds when he was floating in the Nilus River? Who saves Moshe? Miriam. Okay. I need to tell you something very cool. I need to just get a pen for myself. Because I'm going to go a little out of order on my notes. I need to tell you something very cool. Miriam, we haven't spoken about the word Mitzrayim yet. Miriam, whose name begins with a mem and ends with a mem, whose father Amram was the God of Hadar, who is responsible for Vayaslahem Batim. By the way, Batim ends with a mem sofis, because the Jewish home should not be open to the outside influences. Who HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid her back for her amuna and tenacity, and making her responsible for the zchus, giving her the zchus to build the Mishkan, where Hashem dwells b'socham. One of the most precious kelim in the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it, it's in Rashi 238a, Kabel ki elu chavivin alai min hakol, was the kiyar, which was made with the maros, which held mayim, which if a kohen didn't wash, he was chayav misa. Miriam saves the nation from Mitzrayim, who told Aram to get back together with his wife, who led to the birth of Moshe, the Geula from Mitzrayim, which led to the building of the Mishkan, the precursor of the Mikdash, built by her grandson Bezalel, which will ultimately lead to Mashiach. I'm going to repeat that one more time and then tell you something amazing. No wonder it was Miriam, double mem, who saved the nation from Mitzrayim, double mem, which we're just about to talk about momentarily, who told Amram, double mem, to get back together with his wife, which leads to the birth of Moshe, whose name starts with a mem, the Geula from Mitzrayim, which leads to the building of the Mishkan, one mem, which is the precursor to the Mikdash, for which we're waiting for the third one to come, which will come by Melach Mashiach. I have to thank Rabbi Dr. Andrew Siklik for the next source. He sent me a picture. This is from the teachings of the Abir Yaakov. That's what the sefer is called. The Abir, teaching of the Abir Yaakov. It's an art school sefer. My thanks to Rabbi Dr. Andrew Siklik for sharing this source with me. We need to talk about Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim begins with a mem and ends with a mem. The Abir Yaakov teaches, the Yetzer Hara recognizes the great power of speech. Obviously, did you notice how often we're nichshol with our speech? Whether it's saying not nice words or speaking not nicely or putting somebody down or saying Lashon Hara or Leitzanus or rushing our brachos, whatever it is. The Yetzer Hara recognizes the great power of speech and makes every effort to stop us from studying Torah. Instead, the Yetzer Hara wants us to squander our power of speech on nonsense and bittul Torah. That's what the Yetzer Hara wants. You shouldn't learn Torah. If you don't learn Torah, you don't connect to Hashem. You don't know He exists. And before you know, you're going to be lost. A hint for this can be found in the word Mitzrayim, which begins with an open mem and ends with a closed mem. And in between are the letters Yetzer. Mitzrayim. This is from the Abir Yaakov. So I told you, I'm really not crazy. I have many other sources. This is like unbelievable. You're going to start to see how all pervasive this idea is. We're not even going to finish all the sources today. Mitzrayim, okay, when you write the word Mitzrayim, mem, sadi, resh, yod, mem, it is an open mem in the beginning, and it is a closed mem at the end, and in between is the koach of the Yetzer. In between are the letters Yetzer, signifying the Yetzer Hara, which lures a person into opening his mouth for senseless chatter, by closing it for Torah and prayer. This ties into what the Rav Shitzer Rebbe says about why Torah Shabbat Peh begins and ends with Mem. Remember we said Mem is the only letter, I can't do it while I'm speaking, that starts with your mouth closed. Then your mouth is open, make a Mem slowly, then close. Mem. Watch my mouth. Mem. Okay? So your mouth is closed, the only letter, the Rav Shitzer points out. Mem. Open, closed. Mitzrayim, the first mem is open, the second mem is closed. Because what does the Yetzer Hara want you to do, says the Abir Yaakov? Mitzrayim has the word Yetzer in the middle. It wants you to open your mouth for shtos, lashon hara, sins, averos, skipping brachos, whatever it is. And it wants you to close your mouth for Torah. He recognizes the great power of the koach hadibur, the Yetzer, and this is represented in Mitzrayim. So now we see that Miriam was zocha to lead the people out of Mitzrayim. Vayashlohem batim. She was zocha to build houses. Batim specifically ends with a closed mem. Why? Because your bedroom, despite what people think today in the world, where everything goes online, no, your bias should be, the batim of Kaiso should be, everyone should be saying the same word, closed to all prying eyes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded her with building the Mishkan through her grandson, Betzal ben Uri ben Hur ben Miriam. The Kior was the most precious kli. It was built with the Maro, and it held Mayim. We see that a word that begins with a Mem and ends with a Mem has significance in the three middle letters. Another place we see this, I realized, is by the Meraglim. Meraglim begins with Mem and ends with Mem. Power of speech. We just quoted the Abba Yaakov. The HR wants you to open your mouth for negative speech and close your mouth for Torah. Unfortunately, that's exactly what the Meraglim did. And if you write out the word Meraglim, it's a Mem, open Mem in the beginning, because they were open to Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. It ends with a mem because they were close to the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's truth. And in the middle is the words ragel. You don't even need to scramble them. Yetzer from Mitzrayim you need to scramble. But Meraglim, mem, resh gimel lamid, mem. What was the sin of the Meraglim? They spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. There are giants, it's consuming its inhabitants, lo nuchala alos, it's terrible, we're all going to die. I realized that this middle word in Meragli, Ragel, is the word that is used when the Torah prohibits and forbids us from speaking Lashon Hara. Listen, so just like Mitzrayim has an open mem and a closed mem, and in the middle is the word Yetzer, says the Abir Yaakov, we can say the same thing about Meragim, a word that begins with an open mem and ends with a closed mem. The letters in between must indicate something. This is based on the fact that the Abir Yaakov says Mitzrayim is the word Yetzer in the middle. So then I was thinking of the word Meraglim. They open their mouth when they should not have. They close their mouth when they should not have. In between is the word Ragel. Now I want you to listen to the prohibition in Parshas Kedoshim against speaking Lashon Hara. It's Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yutas, Pasuk Tes Zayin. Lo Seileich Rachiel. So you're going to tell me, Michal, that's Rachiel, not Ragel. But if anyone remembers Rashi, then you're going to see very quickly it is Ragel. Lo seileich Rachiel ba'amecha. Reishchof yod lamid. But Rashi is going to say that's really Ragel. Lo sa'amod al dam re'echa ani Hashem. That's the pasuk. Should not be a gossip monger amongst your nation. You shall not stand idly by while your brother's blood is being shed. I am Hashem. Listen carefully to Rashi, because I am proposing that the Meragim start with a mem and end with a mem. In the middle is Ragel, and this is Ragel, a code word for Lashon Hara, which is what they spoke. Lo seideich Rachiel. Listen to Rashi. Kedoshim yud tas tas zayin. Ani omer, I say, Al Shem Shakom Mishachi Midonim, all those who instigate bad will, Umisapri Lashon Hara, and those who speak Lashon Hara, Hochim Bivate Re'ehem, they go to the houses of their friends, Le Ragel, Ma Yerura. All who instigate bad and who speak Lashon Hara go to the houses of their fellows, Le Ragel, to spy out, it's these letters, Reish Gimel Lamed, to spy out what they see, or what they hear bad, to go tell it over in the marketplace. Nikraim Holchei Rachiel. The Torah calls them Holchei Rachiel, which is linguistically related to Holchei Rigila. Go look up Rashi. Rashi says, you know what a Holchei Rachiel is? A Holchei? Rashi just quoted it. Ragil, which translates as those who go about spying. So when you look at the word Miraglim, and their sin was Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, it begins with an open mem, it ends with a closed mem, because they opened their mouths when they should not have. They closed their mouths when they should not have. They should not have opened their mouths to speak badly. They should not have closed their mouths when the people were screaming that Hashem is bad. Then they should have opened their mouths. And the middle letters are Ragil. And what is someone who is a Holchei Ragil? A Holeich Rachiel Ba'amecha. The word Miraglim tells you exactly who they were and what they did. They opened their mouths when they should not have. They closed their mouths when they should not have. And in between the two mems is what? Ragil. By the way, Rashi continues explaining how it is Ragil. I'm not going to read it. It's a lengthy Rashi, but you look it up and see. So the Yabia Omer teaches us, Abir Yaakov teaches us that Mitzrayim, which was the point of departure, literally, for this whole journey to build the Mishkan, begins with a mem, ends with a mem, in the middle is the word Yetzer. We have seen the same thing by Miraglim. Mem and mem, open, close, and in the middle is Ragil, that's their sin. So now we could say we have a principle that a word that begins with a beginning mem and ends with an end or mem must have a message in the middle letters. So this morning, okay, it's going to go online. A lot of people are going to hear. It's hard for me not to think about Torah. Okay, I don't know what other people think about when they're putting on their makeup, but it's hard for me not to think about Torah. It's a problem because there are places where you're not supposed to think about Torah. I had not yet said Birkas HaShachar this morning, because I hadn't davened yet, and I'm still getting ready. I'm in the middle of putting on my mascara, and I'm thinking about the word Miriam. I know, I should not have been thinking about the word Miriam. Thinking about Mitzrayim, Meraglim, I'm thinking about the word Miriam. Miriam, I'm in the middle of putting on mascara on my right eye, which I don't know why, but it goes first. I'm standing in the mirror, by the mirror, I'm thinking of the word Miriam. I literally took my breath away. And then I said, Michal, you can't think about this right now. So I started to think, what should I make for Shabbos? Miriam's name, Miriam is the Kohath who got us out of Egypt. Just like the nation followed Amram, the men, we saw it in the Gemara Beferosh, Amar Kulam Vikoreshus Nashoseham, and he was the Gadodor, the women followed Miriam. She led by example. She set a dugma. More than what she said, it's what she did. She saved the babies, Hashem Vayaslam Batim. She tells her father, you're worse than Paro. He gets back together with his wife, but everyone else got back together with their wives. She is responsible for Mishkan. No, I'm using the wrong word. She has the schus of building Mishkan because it's a Miriam with her power of Mem. If you missed last week's share, it's part one. You really have to listen to fully appreciate today's share. It's Miriam with the power of Mem who's responsible for Yitziat Mitzrayim. We have learned from the Abir Yaakov that the word Mitzrayim is not an accident. It teaches us about the koach of the Yetzer Hara that wants to detract us from our path of Avodat Hashem. As a reward, Hashem makes her the schus, the impetus, the master craftsman of Mishkan, which leads to the Mikdash, which leads to Malach HaMashiach. So I'm putting on my mascara on my right eye. I have not said Birchas HaShachar. My mirror where I put on mascara is in a room where I'm not allowed to be thinking of Torah in the first place. No, I literally stopped. I'm like, oh! I said, Micha, think about something else. Are you sitting down? You're all sitting down. Miriam is a mem and a mem. And in between is a resh and a yod. What is the gematria of resh yod? What? 210. What's 210? What? 210 is the number of years that Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim. How were they zocha to the Yitziah from Mitzrayim where they were for 210 years? Mem, mem, yeter. Because it's the power of the Yetzer Hara that wants to keep you in the straits of sin. Mitzrayim is Bnei Mitzrayim, the straits. We already have another proof from the word meraglim. Now when there's a mem and a mem, the middle letters tell you about the essence of something. Look at Rashi to 19:16. Holeich rachil is holeich ragil. That's exactly what the meraglim did. They went from house to house, from place to place, and they came back to speak slander, holei ragil. What actually emerges is that it is Miriam who is responsible for the Yitziat Mitzrayim, by not only saving all the Jewish babies, by saving her parents' marriage, from which Moshe was born. She protected him by the water, Mayim. She was there for Zocha, that all the women followed her lead with their Marot. The Kiyor, which held Mayim, was built from those Marot, Kabel, Ki'elu, Chavivin, Alay, Minakol, which leads to Binyan Mishkan, where Hashem will dwell, Bitocham, which is the precursor to the Beit HaMikdash, which is the precursor to Mashiach. What tribe is Mashiach from? What Sheva? Who's Yehuda? Miriam. Mashiach Tzidkenu Yavov Yigalenu is from Sheva. Yehuda. Vitzala ben Uri ben Hur Lamate Yehuda. Miriam was responsible for the first bias, Vayas and Batim. She's then responsible for the next bias, Vayechish mi Beis Levi, Vayikas Bas Levi. Therefore, she is rewarded with the national bias, Vasudi Mishkat Mikdash, which is a precursor to the Mikdash. The third one will come when Mashiach, Melech Mashiach comes, who's from the tribe of Yehuda, who is an offspring, a descendant of Miriam. The first Geula came in her merit, Bisharnasim Shitkanios, but also Adar Nigalo Yisrael, Mi Mitzrayim, and Miriam's name is Amemim Amem. Why? Because she is open to seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in her life. She is open to having Amunah in the continuity and Nitzchios of Knesset Yisrael. She closes herself off to what Paro Harasho says, which is what every Jew should be. We spoke about this already last week. We must be open to hearing the voice of God and close to the culture and the Umas HaOlam. That's who Miriam was. She was open to Amunah, to Siyata Dishmaya, to Hashkacha Pratis, Vateitza Sava Choso Meira Chok, Leida Maya Selo. She never gave up. But to the nations of the world, to Paro, to Mitzrayim, to its influences, she was closed. And her mem, and in the middle, there's a Resh and a Yod. And Resh Yod is 210, is the number of years that they were in Egypt. It's in her Shchos that the Geula came. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we should be Zoche to see the third Beit HaMikdash from Mashiach Tzidkenu, who is from the tribe of Yehuda, who is a great, 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 great grandson of Miriam HaNeviah. We daven and we hope that our learning should be a Shchos, unless the baby was already born, I don't know. The baby who is being born to, what's her name? Avia Bat Ilana and Elisha Yehonatan Lobar Hashem Yinkom Damo. A child should be born and be zocha to build a true bayit, a bayit neman in Klal Yisrael. Thank you so much, everybody. Besuras Tovos.